With the Motorsports Minute Plus, I'm Dennis Krause. There's something about the Mobil 1 12 Hours of Sebring presented by Cadillac that brings out the best in Pipo Durrani. Just 30 years old, Durrani returns to this weekend's 72nd running as the defending and four-time race winner, as well as IMSA Grand Touring Prototype Champion. Considering his record at the rough, multi-surface circuit originally used as a training base for B-17 pilots during World War II, Durrani is confident his number 31 Whelen Cadillac V-Series R and teammates Jack Aitken and Tom Blomqvist are up to the task, especially with a year's experience now with the new GTP cars.
Yeah, no, I think it certainly does give you a lot of confidence. Obviously, last year was very up and down, and one of the goals for this year was to be more consistent, stay more at the top throughout the whole season. And so having had Daytona be very positive for us gives us also a great hope, even more so than just winning the championship last year, that we will continue to be strong. Obviously, it's still many things that we need to improve on if we want to be and maintain ourselves at this level. But we believe that we are on the right path, and Daytona was a great result to prove to ourselves that we are working on the right things to be competitive. It's details and experience that helps you to build and create a championship fight year. You know, you can't let yourself down every once in a while, because it will hurt you, and having the experience gives you even more confidence that you can achieve that year in, year out. So having gone through the ups and downs of last year and that experience, it's allowing us to be stronger this year and work towards being more consistent at the front, which I hope that we will show that not only Daytona, but all the other races, we're hoping to do that. And so, is it going to be enough for a win? Last year, we didn't believe, after what we saw, that we had the car to fight for the win, despite winning. But we are working hard that we put ourselves in a position where we are at least fighting for that win. If we're going to win or not, it's, you know, in IMSA, you never really know. Things can change in a blink of an eye. But if you are competitive and you constantly are putting yourself in that position without mistakes, without, you know, giving your adversaries a chance to do better than you, then I believe the year will be much better, and wins will be a consequence, and championships as well. So fingers crossed. It would be great for me to win the fifth, but I'm honestly not really thinking about that. I'm just thinking, as any other race, as going into Daytona, for example, you want to win, you want to do your best. But yeah, would be special if we repeat the win, to be the only team to have won with the GTP car at Sebring would make this very special.
Durrani burst onto the American sports car scene in 2016 as a relatively unknown driver from Brazil. Back-to-back wins in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship at Daytona and Sebring established him as a rising star and set him up for the career he's had.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Sebring more than Daytona, I would say. I think Daytona was, in a way, a bit shocking to many people, because I was unknown to most in America. But Sebring 2016, in that year, came in a different way, because we weren't leading at the last 30 minutes. We were, I think, P4. And then I was able, obviously, to overtake those guys and win in a very nice way. So I think some people, obviously, with some sort of, let's say, truth, said that we won Daytona only because the car was so good. And you have to say that's fair, because you don't get to win such a big race without a good car. but then being able to confirm in, let's say, in a more selfish way that we also won Sebring because I did a very strong job at the end, then I believe that's what cemented myself as, let's say, a new young and up and coming star to the sport, perhaps to many people. And it was for me, obviously, a life-changing moment, a career-changing moment, because up until that point, I was nobody. I was obviously racing in Europe. I had done a year of WEC, which went really well, but it was my first two races in America. And it had been in a moment where I had just turned pro. So I went from someone who had a dream of being a professional to then becoming a professional. And immediately when that happened, I managed to win one of the most prestigious races that you have around the world, two of them straight away. And that helped to cement my name and push me towards where I am now. So I would say Sebring was the very, let's say Sebring 16 was the very special one.
One of the first things you see when you drive into Sebring International Raceway is a list of all the winners. While he knows his legacy at Sebring is secure, Durrani is approaching this weekend's race as if he's trying to win it for the first time instead of for the fifth.
You know, I do sometimes get myself thinking of how lucky I've been over the last few years, how lucky I've been to have worked with so many great teams and great people and great teammates that allowed me to have that much success. You know, never in my best dreams I would have thought that by the age of 30 I would have won four times Sebring. When you look back over the years, it was only on the Audi dominance that someone was able to win as much as what I was lucky to win over the last few years, and that in itself is quite nice. But again, it wouldn't happen without a great team and great people behind me. But then obviously come, you know, race day or race week, you don't allow yourself to think about that very much, because what happened, it's in the past. You know, what you've won, it's already in the past, and you want to do it all over again. You want to get there as if it was your first win, as if you had never won before. So yeah, it's pretty nice to be able to, let's say, sometimes walk into the track and see your name there, or you walk into the Hall of Fame and see how many great drivers have passed and won Sebring, and to think that you've done something nice in this very iconic and special race. It's nice, but I don't look at it the same way probably as I will once I retire. I think it will, at the moment I am constantly trying and I want to win more, like if I hadn't won it. But I guess when I retire, then I will look back and possibly be prouder than I am now to some of my achievements. And I think Sebring would be definitely up there with, if not the most, but up there with the best things I've achieved.
With the Motorsports Minute Plus, I'm Dennis Krause.